This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
This poet, don't we? Leonard Cohen, Dance Me to the End of Love, from Various Positions, released in 1984. Still one of the greatest years for music and movies, in my humble opinion. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox, and I've got music coming up from Kyle McKerney featuring Trey Hensley, from the album Lonesome. The title track, Lonesome, is coming up on the jukebox. Also, we have music from Diet and the Love Soldiers. I first ran into Diet at the Indigenous Music Countdown this past summer, and what a wonderful artist this person is. The song is called Grandfather's Country, and she was born in a tent, raised on the ancestral lands of her ancestors in Yukon. They put on an incredible set at TD Music Hall, and I enjoyed it very much, so I hope that you enjoy this song as well. 803 Fresh, Boots on the Ground, a song that was released last winter. And Boots on the Ground is the breakthrough debut single from this Southern Soul artist. The Dawn. The record is called The Dawn. The artist is Irma. And the song is Black Sun. From 2019, just before we went into, the pandemic and all of the distancing and being kept indoors, this record was released, and it's a beauty. I really, really do enjoy it very much. It's an Afro-folk blues acoustic artist from Paris, and I really love this song. Here it is on the jukebox.
Hit me one time. Oh, oh, oh. my booze on the ground. Fast, please. I hope you got good knees, cause we gon' get it up. Everybody's dancing to that joint, love. Hold on to your wig, hold on to your man, cause the stepper's in that building, y'all, and it's going to fast.
Riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
This drink is strong, but I still
To our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Never match my sweet pain looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome, they give us the nice bright colors. They give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an iPhone camera. I love to take a photographs. So I'm gonna take my Kodachrome away. Mamas, don't take.
Yeah, baby. Kodachrome, Paul Simon from 1973. And there goes Rhymin' Simon. It's not a great name for a record. Paul Simon, of course, you all know who he is. And if you don't, you've been living under a rock. He's been on tour and people have seen the show and it's sort of like a retrospect. He also performs his new album. Then he goes into all the hits, which is pretty outstanding. I was reading a story actually about Paul Simon visiting some rural areas in Africa and meeting some of the children there and asking them if they knew any American music. They didn't know who he was, but they played him Sounds of Silence. And you know what? He didn't even tell them that he wrote that. He just really enjoyed that moment, which is so incredible to think about how music can transcend borders and colors and, you know, anything. It can transcend anything. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the show. We got Roy Ayers with Pretty Brown Skin coming up from the album Ambiguity. And that was from 1971. And also on the show from New York City, we've got Ace Spectrum with a song called Without You. This is such a cool tune from 1975. And it did get into the Billboard Hot 100. It was produced by Tony Sylvester, and the music's been featured in so many movies and so many TV shows. You'll recognize it when you hear it, but it's one of those great R&B albums that sort of never took off. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is on the jukebox. Turn my house
red and pink.